This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Clark. Wow, what a weekend of basketball.
Yeah, we've got a lot to cover, don't we?
We do.
3A, 4A, 5A, we'll go through all those brackets here. If we, what we don't get to in the first segment, we'll get to in the back half. But the number one coaches in girls basketball, 5A, or 4A and 3A today. Karen Nichols, Windsor girls basketball coach, going to be on about 11:40 with us. They just keep rolling. The Windsor girls, still the closest game for them this year. The closest matchup was a 10-point game as they roll into the Final Four here. So, good team.
Yeah, they have not had a close game this year into the Final Four. On the other side of the bracket is Green Mountain and Mullen.
That's right.
With both teams with some losses, but we'll probably talk about those Mullen losses to large teams and out-of-state teams.
Absolutely. They look really tough right now. Might have a rematch of last year. And remember, Mullen on the girls' side is the two-time defending champion. About 11:20 this morning, in about 15 minutes, Tanya Schistler, the girls' coach over at Platte Valley High School, jumps in. They're the number one seed. It's going to take a lot to beat them.
They're just an amazing team. They've been on all cylinders most of the season. A veteran team, repeating state champions, just quality coaching, outstanding players.
All right. We want to thank Brad Evans and his great staff out there at Advanced Roofing Technologies. They are fabulous. There's no doubt about it. 30 years in northern Colorado, and they're knocking it out of the park. Anything you need, they'll get it done on time, on budget. They did work at Bruce's house. He'll stand by them all of the time. Love to get behind a company we know you're going to have a great experience with. That's Brad Evans and his group over at Advanced Roofing Technologies. Calling today, 970-663-0203. All that from Advanced Roofing Technologies. All right, let's get into it. Let's get, let's go boys first. We'll go boys 3A, get you the final eight, the elite eight. That starts Thursday down at DU. We're supposed to get a bunch of snow Wednesday. So I'm trying to figure out what this is going to look like for
Clark,
Thursday.
We were supposed to get a bunch of snow Friday.
And didn't get anything. What did we get? An inch maybe in Fort Collins? I don't know. If you're lucky, you did. But down there Thursday, it's going to look like this locally for us, the Sterling Tigers. Sterling gets the win this weekend. They're going to take on Manual. Boy, that sets up for a great game.
I just think, Clark, that is the game.
Boy.
Of the quarterfinals. Manuel Sterling, they've played before this year. Sterling edged Manuel, close game. But as we've talked about, once that regular season is over, Manuel just seems to thrive. They just take their game up a notch. Those guys just sent Manuel throughout their history. Tends to just be a tournament team, tournament team. And this should be a great matchup.
Always playing their best basketball when they hit the playoffs, so watch out. Sterling beat Eaton in the regional final on Saturday, beat them 92-50. Reds probably don't want to go back to Sterling for a while now. Three times in 11 days to Sterling, and they've seen enough.
Well, let's hope Sterling's baseball team has to travel to Eaton this year.
They do.
I don't know whether who's the home and away, but I'm sure the Reds are just a little tired of seeing orange and black right now.
Yeah, no doubt. So Sterling and Manuel will go at 1:15 on Thursday down at DU. The other local team in the mix for us, Resurrection Christian, Ryan Yoder's team, will take on Aspen. Boy, that's a tough assignment. 10:15, that's the one we're working on trying to get on the air. So there's a chance that we'll find out later on today exactly what our broadcast schedule will be like coming up during this week. But that's the one I think we're trying to get a start on, 10:15. The 3-seed Aspen, the 6-seed Resurrection Christian. Christian, they took out Manitou Springs 53-42. They were down 17-6 at the end of one, so you're down 11 after one. You got to kick yourself in gear there.
And they did. They just continued to thrive throughout the game and got some nice scoring. I think Cade Crutcher hit some threes, and Ryan Yoder once again had a terrific game. And this is going to be a young team, playing a veteran team down at DU.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Freshman Ty Yoder, 21 points, 5 assists. And as Coach said, Cade Crutcher was terrific. 9 points, 8 rebounds in the basketball game. And Rez gets the win. So Resurrection Christian against Aspen, 10-15 on Thursday morning. I saw Aspen play. I'm still picking them. I think Aspen's going to win this whole thing. I really do.
You know, I can't disagree with you, Clark. However, once you get to the state tournament, there's just some weird things tend to happen.
You're exactly right.
At least in one of the four games.
Right, right.
And you can't anticipate which of those four games it's going to be, but along the way, there'll probably be an upset. And it won't be all by the chalk bracket.
Absolutely. Let's see. University checked out of the tournament. St. Mary's rolled Bobby Irvin's team 61 to. Well, they beat him 92-66. It was 61-33 at halftime. You can't get down 28 points at halftime for the number one team in the state. And the
Sam
number one
Overy,
team in the bracket.
Hovery. I'm not sure exactly.
Howery. Yep.
Sam is a terrific player.
He had another big game.
You know, he had another big game. He's had a big season. Their other four players are good. He is vital for St. Mary's to be on the floor for 32 minutes. He just makes them go. He can score it. He can run it. He can defend it. Here's a kid that he's going to CSU Pueblo, so he'll be in the RMAC.
Fantastic, good.
And just a terrific young man.
All right, cool stuff right there. Who else? Highland, Saturday. Eagle Ridge Academy beats Highland 84-66. You got to make shots. Eagle Ridge made shots. They shot 62%. The Huskies didn't. They shot 26%.
And that obviously is a big key. This game surprised me, Clark.
Yeah.
And I talked to you Friday coming back from there that I thought Highland would just be able to get their transition game going.
Sure.
And really run their fast break and score easily. However, you have to be able to defend, and the size, I'm sure, bothered them and gave Eagle Ridge Academy a lot of inside shots, which slows down your transition game also.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bruce. And I talked a little bit to Pete Freeman about the ball game. And he said, Clark, they just hit everything they shot. And, just couldn't get that pace of play going. But
and Clark, going back to Friday, possible fell at the end of the Platte Valley game versus Eagle Ridge Academy.
Yep, they could. I mean,
could have
so close to Platte Valley knocking them off.
We predicted the Platte Valley Highland final in that region, and it didn't happen. But it was so close to coming true.
Let's see, where else did we go? I think that's it for 3A. So we kind of checked in 3A locally. 4A boys, let's go there. This will be Friday at the Denver Coliseum. The Final Four is set. Lewis Palmer and Pueblo Central on one side, Pueblo South and Frederick on the other side. Frederick beats Meade over the weekend here. Yeah, built an 11-point lead at the end of three quarters, Frederick did, and then just hold on to win, 66-56. Kind of surprised that Darren Reese's Mavericks are out.
Shocked me.
Yeah.
They're a better team, as Coach Reese said, this year than they were last year. They obviously didn't play better Saturday.
All it takes is that one game, just like you said, though.
And Frederick's been on that, been one of those teams that everybody said they're really good. They're really good. And an opportunity like this comes in front of them, and they take full advantage of the opportunity, knocking, in my opinion, the number one 4A team in the state out of it.
That's right. Longmont Trojans, they got beat. Lewis Palmer beat them over the weekend here. 76-61. That's still a good year for Jeff Clauster and the Trojans.
Outstanding year.
Yep.
The Trojans... the Trojans didn't surprise themselves, because I know they had those expectations. But I think from the outside looking in, that's an overachieving year for Coach Kloster and his Longmont team.
5A boys, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, Matt Johansson's team, they get a win to get to the Final Four. Fossil Ridge beats Legacy 80-54, so they beat them by 26. They had beaten them earlier this year, I think, by 32, so kind of rolled there. Did you get to see any of that? Did you go NFHS for that a little bit?
I watched it on the NFHS network. Not a contest. Fossil looked like Fossil. And I think Fossil caught a break by playing Legacy again.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, y'all.
Regis upset by Legacy the previous round. But, hey, that's why you play the games. And the Lightning took advantage of their opportunity against Regis. And Fossil was able to steamroll Legacy last Saturday.
So down at the Coliseum on Friday night, 8:30. Remember, 4A, the 4A girls will go, or the girls will go on Thursday. The boys go on Friday for the state semifinals. The 5A boys semifinal will go at 8:30. Fossil Ridge and Chaparral, they've already met this year, a 67-63 Fossil Ridge win. So they're familiar with this team, but this is going to be a hard one, there's no doubt.
I watch Chaparral on the network also.
Tough one with Eagle Crest.
And Eagle Crest had them.
Did they really?
Eagle Crest led by, I think, 12 or 13 points and had one of those fourth quarters. And Chaparral's momentum just carried them through and not only gave them the lead, but they were just able to kind of walk away with that victory Saturday. Chaparral's outstanding basketball team.
Yeah, they are very good. So Final Four, Thunder Ridge, Denver East, the 1, 2, 3, and 4. Thunder Ridge, Denver East, Fossil Ridge, and Chaparral, 7 and 8:30 on Friday, and then the championship will be on Saturday. I want to thank my great friends, Amco Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. They've got my car going, folks. It's rocking and rolling. 21-year-old bug right down the road. They take care of my cars, my family's cars. They're going to take care of you guys as well. Give them a call in Fort Collins. You got Lance over there, 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin at 667-3006. Total car care, transmissions, brakes, maintenance, and so much more. All of it coming to you from Amco Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland, who are just continuing the great reputation of our local Amco family. We appreciate their sponsorship. All right, let's get the break. We'll come back in a moment. Tanya Schistler, head basketball coach out at Platte Valley High School on the girls' side, the number one team in the state, the defending state champions. They've cruised so far. Let's see what it looks like to the coach when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, 11:20 on a Monday. Welcome back to the program. It's Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. And basketball is at fever pitch. We've got a couple girls teams out here, folks, that are just absolutely perched to go win a title this year. One of them's in Kersey, the other one's in Windsor. And we'll see who gets there. The defending state champions in Kersey, I should say. Their coach, Tanya Schistler, jumps up on the Gould Parts Hotline with us right now. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fantastic. Okay, this is interesting. We're going to talk about your matchup coming up with Lamar here in just a little bit. But take us through the first two games of this tournament. You guys get the win, opening things up against DSST Byers, who roll them by 39, almost 40 points, and then you came back and took out Kent Denver 68-43. How did the girls play over the weekend? What did you see?
You know, I thought we played well. DSST Byers, they came in, and we were able to handle them pretty well. It was nice because we got some of our, non-starters in, some kids that didn't get to play normally.
Sure.
So we got them in and got them some playing time, and then also gave our other players a little bit of a rest. But then when we went into Kent Denver, they have number 23, Amanda Licht, and she's just a good athlete. And so we had seen her the night before, and I think she had 29 against Highland. And so that was our game plan, is stop her. And even with face guarding her and trying to get her out of it, she still had, I think, 18 points against us. But I thought they came out and just played solid. I thought they hustled. And they, even though we were able to pull ahead, they gave us a game where we had to work at it. And our girls were tired after the game, I think.
Hey, Coach, going into the state tournament, it's, if you get to Saturday, it's back-to-back-to-back. Have you played any back-to-back games this year?
We at the very beginning of the season, we have our first tournament that's those three games in a row, the Thursday,
sure,
Friday, Saturday. But that's really it, where we've had those three games in a row. And for the most part, we may have had, just this last weekend, and then we may have had another one somewhere along the season, but it was just back-to-back. It wasn't back-to-back-to-back. So I think, you know, it gets tough, and it's end of season where their bodies are tired a little bit. So it's trying to figure out what you want to do with practice this week and just kind of how you want to play games as well.
Absolutely. It seems to be a sister act going into the Lamar game.
Holy cow, yeah. you got your,
you have all your, you know, siblings.
You got the Bunting sisters. You got the Schistler sisters. You
and
got
now the
Robbins sisters are coming down.
Yeah.
Maybe they should probably have a nun call the game because it is sisters night. But this is going to be a fun ball game. One more thing about the Kent Denver game. I love when teams play good defense and it turns into offense. I think that's what you guys do a bunch. And I'm just looking at the fact that you held them to 12 points through the half. I mean, you've got to raise your hand and say, hey, thank you, defense, right?
Yeah, our defense, they worked really hard, and they, you know, and part of it was us focusing on number 23, and they, you know, they must have made some changes, and she just started hitting in the second half, but I think that was key slowing her down because she's such a key part of their offense, and we've been able to do that where we have some good defensive players, and in the Kent-Denver game, we had to switch it up because people got in foul trouble, so I think both the Buntings and both the Schistlers at some point ended up kind of face guarding number 23, and she's just such a huge part of their offense. That was key in the first half. And then she got on a little bit of a roll the second half, and one of their other players did as well.
So, Coach, when you face guard a player, do you switch it off from player to player, or do you have that one player that you'd consistently like to be on that opponent?
It depends. A lot of times we will leave it one player. You know, Brooke, if it's a guard especially, Brooke Bunting does a really good job. But we'll switch. Sometimes we'll put Brooke on most of the time, but we'll switch Cora out with that a little bit just to give Brooke a break sometimes. And then, but with number 23 from Kent Denver, she's a little bit taller, just a little bit stronger player. So we had Bree Bunting start off on her, and we ended up, Bree got some fouls, and then we put Brooke on her, and then Andy went on her, and then Cora went on her as well. And Haley Albrighton is a really good defensive player, and we can put her, she's not super tall, but we can put her on post, we can put her on guard, and she's just smart and does what we ask her to do. So she's another one that we really can trust to move her around.
We're talking with Tanya Schistler, the head basketball coach out at Platte Valley High School on the girls' side, defending state champs, 23-0 this year, rolling through. All right, Thursday, 11:45 down at DU. You're going to take on the Savages of Lamar, who are 19-6. They've won 9 in a row. I think, Tanya, that's what you get when you get into the Grade A. You get teams that have put together a bunch of wins to get there.
Right, yeah, and I think teams peak at different times of the season, and obviously you want to be peaking at the end of the season, and it looks like that's what they've done. And I think another team that has done that is University. I think from the beginning of their season till now, they're just playing so much better, and probably part of that was they had a new coach, and now they're kind of coming together. So it's the right time to be peaking, and that's what, you know, even with us, we talked about, we don't want to just stay stagnant from the beginning of the season to the end. We want to keep improving. So hopefully, as we go into state, that will prove to be true.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Lamar beat Eaton 47-43 on Saturday in that regional final. Did that surprise you a little bit?
Well, I mean, if it was a neutral site, and even when it wasn't a neutral site, I kind of thought Eaton had a pretty good chance at winning it. But Lamar, we've gone there for volleyball a couple times for regionals, and it's just a tough place to play. And so Lamar came out and did really well. I've been watching that game a little bit, and it looked like they triangled in two, you know, so they kept Leffler a little bit less on the scoring, and then they kind of switched off who they did the other one with. But I think that really, really slowed Eaton down. But they're just tough. They kept fighting, and, you know, Lamar was ahead, and then Eaton pulled ahead, and so it was just back and forth game. So, I thought it could have gone either way.
All right, just looking at the Elite Eight as we started on Thursday, you guys are the one seed. University is the two, Vanguard the three, Grand Valley the four. Did you guys get Vanguard this year already?
We did play Vanguard. We played him right towards the beginning of the season. So, and we beat him. Maybe by, I don't even remember, 10 to 15.
How did they fit? Were they, I mean, are they on the same even terms, would you say, with the University maybe and Eaton and those guys that you've seen? And then what do you know about Grand Valley as well?
With Vanguard, we actually went and watched them when they played University. And in that game, Vanguard handled University pretty well. That was down at Vanguard, and that's a tough place to play too. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me, just watching scores and that, Vanguard has had a lot closer games lately, and they lost one of their leading scorers. She's no longer on the team, so I think that hurt them as well. But I think they can play. They have two great players that if they get on, they can score a bunch of points. So both of those, University and Vanguard, are going to be good. Grand Valley, I have game film on them, but sure. I am focusing on Lamar first, and then as we go in the next couple of days, I'm going to start watching their game film. But I have some of that. But I've heard St. Mary's is a primarily guard type offense, players. They're just quick, fast. They can shoot threes. And somebody told me that Grand Valley is similar to that, where they like to press and they're quick guards. So I'll have to watch that as we go along. But that is all I know about them.
Very, very cool. Coach, go down and have a great day on Thursday, a great tournament coming up here, and let's go for a repeat, right?
We were going to try.
All right. Coach Schistler, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. There is Tanya Schistler, the head basketball coach out at Platte Valley High School. They try to win 23-0. I mean, they're just rocking and rolling. So we'll find out. They get, as we said, 10, what did I say it was? No, 11:45. They'll take on Lamar in that one. And then if they win that, either Grand Valley or St. Mary's is next on the schedule. Bottom of that bracket, University and Delta will go at 4 p.m. on Thursday down at DU. And then Vanguard and Colorado Springs in the bottom of that bracket will go at 8:45. That's that first kickoff game on Thursday. I always thought that was a tough time to play in 3A, to jump in and have to play that 8:45 game on Thursday morning.
It's really difficult because the stands are totally empty when you arrive, when you go in for your warm-ups. Now, people may come game time and start to fill it up a little bit, but you always are walking out to a very empty, large arena.
Boy, no doubt about it. Okay, let's do this. Let's thank Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Having someone that's local right here in our own backyard, that's very, very important. Miranda Simpson here, ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm insurance agent in the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. Been knocking it out for State Farm for about 17 years. Check her out. Always going to have a great experience. It is Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Call her today, 223-8700. All right, Bruce and I coming back in a moment. And next up on the Gould Parts Hotline, Karen Nichols, the head basketball coach out at Windsor High School. On the girls' side, they are the number one seed in the tournament, state runner-up last year. We'll talk about them when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program. It is Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Monday. Thank you to our good friends at Martin Marietta, finding a job that gives you the ability to grow with them. That's just flat out hard to do. Martin Marietta hiring for several positions, including asphalt and dirt crew equipment operators and laborers, as well as Class A and B CDL drivers and heavy equipment mechanics. For more info, if those jobs sound right up your alley, go to martinmarietta.com/careers or give them a call at Martin Marietta, 970-407-3615. All right. Welcome back to the program. Here in just a few minutes, we're going to get Karen Nichols, the head basketball coach out at Windsor High School, up on the board. Let's kind of run through, Bruce, where they are. Windsor's going to take on the Meade Mavericks, 5:30. This is going to be Thursday night down at the Coliseum, so 5:30 game there for the Wizards. They beat the Evelyn 63-38. This is just the way it's been for the Wizards. I mean, they're just beating everybody up.
Not had a close game, and we talked to this previous time we had Coach Nichols on the team on the air, but her team has just rolled everybody this year.
Well, they win by 25 here. They have played Meade twice this year already. Third time. We always talk about third times too. Second time seems it'd be a little closer game. Third time, more familiar with that team. But they've beat Meade this year twice by 22 points and 12 points. So that's a pretty big gap for Meade to have to make up to try and get to the finals.
Yeah, it is. I think when you play a team three times, if it's one of those teams you go down to the fourth quarter with and you're playing even, you know, things can turn around that third game. But when you're dominant over a team, if the Wizards go out and play well, I don't see where the Mavericks can still stay in a complete four-quarter game with the Wizards.
Ahead of that, 4 o'clock on Friday, or on Thursday, I should say, down at the Coliseum, Mullen, the 2 seed, who beat Windsor in the finals last year. They'll take on Green Mountain. So there's a school you're familiar with, Green Mountain. The girls' program at Green Mountain, has that been kind of an in-and-outer? It has.
It's not been as consistent, maybe as the boys throughout the history. But they've had a couple of very outstanding years. For about the 4 or 5 years now, they've been a quality program.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we'll see. Windsor's deep, Mullen just seems like they're playing their best basketball right now. It seems like they just kind of flipped the switch and they're ready to go try to win a third title in a row.
Well, Mullen is 19-6, Clark. 3 of those early losses were Fresno, California, and 2 schools within the Chicago area.
Sure.
And then their other losses have been to 5-8 Cherry Creek, Grandview, and Arapahoe.
Yeah.
They have not had a close game with any 4A opponents.
That's right. So going to be a big matchup. If we get to that rematch, and we can talk about it. Coach isn't going to talk about that at all, but we'll get her up on the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Head basketball coach out at Windsor High School, Karen Nichols, with us. Karen, how are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you all doing?
Well, we're
good,
doing,
Coach.
We're doing okay out here, trying to see what's going to happen in this semifinal coming up here. Let's talk about you guys a little bit with what you've gone through so far. Saturday in the regional final, did we play Friday? Nope.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday night, that's right. You guys able to take apart D'Evelyn, 63-38 in that ballgame to move to 25-0. What I noticed here is D'Evelyn was getting about 60 points a game, and you guys were able to hold them under 40. That's just flat out playing great defense, right?
Well, we play hard. I mean, I think anyone that's seen us, I think that's what people talk about is how hard and committed to the defense we are. And, like I've said, I think all season and anytime you've had me on, I'm just blessed with kids that take the scouting report, take the plan, trust their coaching staff, and put the work in to get the job done.
Is there a lockdown defender on your team? I mean, everybody, what we keep saying, the mantra has been, man, Windsor's deep. When they put their second team in there, you can't tell from the first. They've got a lot of players that can go deep with, and defense is kind of the key for you guys. Is there a lockdown defender, or is that not something you guys really have?
You know, I think I have 5 great defenders in that first 5. I really do. I think the front 3 with Jolie Jurasek, Michaela Moore, and Sam Darnell, I mean, that's an incredible 3 up front. And then you've got Lexi, who's very versatile and able to do a lot of things. And then you got Reed in there, who's done a great job of blocking shots, staying in control, not getting in foul trouble. And so when, we funnel people into her, I mean, she just does her job. And so to me, it's just, we just have a solid, incredible group of kids that are committed to defense, which is not always what you see in a lot of teams. And so I'm just proud of them for that commitment.
Coach, it sounded like Olivia Reed had an outstanding game, both scoring and rebounding. And we know she is headed to Colorado Mesa. Are any of your other seniors early committed to places to play?
Yeah, they're all signed. Michaela Moore is playing at CCU, Colorado Christian.
Right.
Lexi's Bachhaus is playing at South Dakota School of Mines. And Jolie is currently set to play soccer at Colorado School of Mines, but I keep telling her I don't think her basketball career is over yet. They're and that pressure was taken off, and I think that's huge also that the seniors know what they're doing, and I think that's really helped us in this journey as well.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. When kids can take something off that plate, they just tend to relax and play better. But congratulations to all these girls. Not only are they going on to play, they are going on to quality institutions.
Right. Yep. I'm so proud of them.
All right, Coach. We have it Friday. We're going to go Thursday, 5:30, down at the Denver Coliseum. Have these girls played at the Coliseum before?
We have not.
Okay.
So I actually had to pull up a picture to even see what it looks like.
There you go. You get the Meade Mavericks, a team that you're familiar with. You've had them twice this year, beat them by 22-12. What are the Mavericks going to present? What kind of problems do they present to your defense?
Well, I think, you know, they've got a ton of great scorers and great shooters, which we've known that and seen them in conference twice. You know, I think as any team, you hope that your team gets better as the season's gone on, and JR does a great job with that group. And so I think you see a group that's got a lot of versatility. So we know they're gonna run a lot of screens. They're gonna try to get their shooters open, and they've got some great penetrators. So you know, we just have to take our team and do the things that we do well and put a game plan together and see how the chips fall on that one.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned the Coliseum. The girls have not played there. Open area where there's not the same background with shooting. Tendency says get the ball inside early, and I think Olivia has an advantage of you know, her play in the paint. But, man, get them down there early. Let them get in the atmosphere, because I think there is a difference playing in an open-end arena.
Oh, for sure. I think we felt that, you know, last year. And also getting no time on the court whatsoever before we played in the springs. And so, you know, I think from what it looks like and what I'm reading, we're able to shoot if we're there at halftime of the first game. So I think even just being able to get on the court before you start warming up will be huge. So hopefully that is the case.
All right, Karen. The other side of that bracket, Mullen, the team that beat you guys in the finals last year, they're the 2 seed. Green Mountain is the 6 seed there. What do you think comes of that game right there? And honestly, I know the girls don't want to look ahead. They want to look at Meade, get that done. But in the back of their mind, you know, late at night, are they thinking, boy, we'd love to get another shot at Mullen?
You know, honestly, I'm being straight up honest. We don't even talk about it.
Sure.
The bottom line is we don't care who we play. And all that we really have focused on is one game at a time. We've chunked up every season, this season into multiple seasons. And, so, you know, our focus is Meade. I think in that game though, I think Green Mountain is playing exceptionally well right now. You know, Darren does an incredible job there. And, so I actually think that's going to be an incredible game. You know, we'll see what happens, but, I know Windsor's only focus is what's happening on Thursday and with our opponent in Meade.
Will your girls get to sit out and watch like the first half of that game?
I mean, you know, we haven't exactly figured out what time we'll get there. We want to get there where we can at least get some shots up. If that's, like I said, if that's what I'm reading and we can do, we'll plan on doing that and then, worry about taking care of us.
Fantastic, Coach. Thank you for being so accessible throughout the season. Number one team in the tournament. Go get a gold ball this weekend, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Coach.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Karen Nichols, the head coach out at Windsor High School. Her girls take on the Meade Mavericks 5:30 on Thursday. They'll play the winner of Mullen and Green Mountain if they win. For all the marbles on Saturday and try to get a state champ. I'd love to see Windsor and Mullen go head-to-head again.
They will.
They will. Let's mark it down. Bruce Dick just said right there, it's done. Don't even need to watch. Game's over. I agree with you. Windsor and Mullen, I think they get it done. All right. Thank you to West Point Carpet One. They're a player profile sponsor, 1,000 stores in the buying group. Get you the big box store prices and selection with that local, all-important, local small-town customer service. They're just west of 59th Avenue on 10th Street. If you have an inkling of what you want to do for flooring, interior, get on down there and just take a look at their showroom. Showroom is off the hook. Going to give you some great ideas, and then they can throw it up on the computer. Call one of their consultants today so you can get a look at what your dream home is going to look like. 673-4220. All that coming to you from West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. My friends at West Point Carpet One. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Wrap up the program here. Already looked a little bit at the 3A girls bracket, went through all the boys. We'll get 4A and 5A girls. Take a quick look at that when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back to the program, 1150. We got about 8 minutes left on a Monday for Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Thank you to our text line sponsor, as always, Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, Northern Colorado's only only family-owned funeral service now. So let the Mosher family, Scott, Robin, let them put their arm around you and help you in a tough time for you. Pre-planning, prepayment, greatest gift there is. Do that for your kids so they don't have to worry about that stuff when you go and it's time for them to take care of business and get on with life. So it's all coming to you from Mosher Funeral and Cremation Service. Bruce, the text line, please.
Text us at 888-530-0043.
All right, folks, let's get, we told you of the girls 3A, what that looks like. Once again, real quick, 8:45, the first game down there at DU on Thursday morning. Vanguard and Colorado Springs will go. Then 11:45 is the next girls game. That's Platte Valley and Lamar. There's an outside chance we may have the broadcast of that game. We'll figure all that out in the afternoon meeting today. Grand Valley, let's see, 4 o'clock game, then that's University, Matt Baumgartner's team, against Delta. That's a 2-10. And then Grand Valley and St. Mary's, if it goes according to Hoyle coach, 1-4 seeds.
Yeah, and you know, in that bracket, it looks like it could.
Yep, no question about it. 4A girls, we talked about this with Coach Nichols just a minute ago. Windsor's taking on the Meade Mavericks. That's the second game down there on Thursday night. Mullen against Green Mountain on the girls' side, and then the winners, we might just very well see Windsor and Mullen in the championship game again. Windsor and Meade, Windsor beat Meade twice this year, so we'll see if they get there. Let's see, what else? 5A girls. Just like the 5A boys, Fossil Ridge really the only team hanging around that's up in this area. They did get beat, though, over the weekend. Arapahoe beat them. So the 13 seed Fossil Ridge is out. They were the long shot in the tournament, and they have been dispatched. So what you get on the 5A girls' side is Valor Christian versus Arapahoe and Highlands Ranch versus Grandview in that basketball game. Any ideas on you for 5A girls?
Well, the only top seed that didn't make it was the number 4 seed, you know, so we're looking at 1, 2, and 3. 5 is Arapahoe. I think it could be the three teams. I think Valor has the advantage over Arapahoe, but with Arapahoe's win, quality team. 2 and 3, Highlands Ranch Grandview should be really an outstanding game, and I think it's anybody's tournament. I don't think there's a favorite like some of the other, like 3A. There's a Platte Valley that you're going to say, oh, it's going to be so difficult to knock them off. In the 5A girls, it's really a crapshoot. I mean, any of these teams could win it all.
Yeah, no doubt about that. What have you got? You've got another clinic coming up pretty soon, don't you, for Beyond Sports?
We have a spring break camp.
Is that right?
Next Monday and Tuesday, grades 1 through 5 in the morning, or 1 through 4 at 8:30 to 10:30, and then grades 5 through 8 from 10:30 to 12:30 at Power to Play facility.
Is that Monday? Is that a day off for kids at school?
It is. Or? It's spring break for Thompson Valley School District, spring break for Poudre School District.
Oh, it is.
And some off and on other districts. I know Windsor is a week later, so we won't get the old Windsor kids, which is disappointing that week. But a lot of spring breaks starting, Clark, next week. And then the following week, there's additional spring breaks throughout the state of Colorado.
Absolutely. And one of the best times that you've had in your life is going to all those college Final Fours. If you get a chance ever to look at the inside of Bruce's garage, there's 8 million banners all from the Final Four. So you and Terry are going to be taking off into New Orleans this year.
It's in New Orleans. Final Four. We keep waiting for that bracket to come out as well, and make your predictions, which are never correct. But exciting times being able to go back to the Final Four after this COVID period.
Absolutely. If you are a whole show fan, you know of the whole show bracket challenge.
Yes.
That's happening again. We'll all be jumping into that thing Monday, the day. This coming Sunday is Selection Sunday. They'll have this. So your brackets will come out Sunday night. be able to start marking them up. Down at the GOAT from 5 to 6 p.m. on Monday, Brady's going to do a one-hour show that just highlights the brackets, what it looks like there. If you bring your bracket down to the GOAT and show them that, you get it, or show it to us, you get a chance to spin the big prize wheel. You could win a beer. You could win a dinner. There's all sorts of stuff. And remember, for first place, I think it's first and second place. I don't know that for sure, but cash prizes for the winners this year of the whole tournament. So it all begins down there Monday at the GOAT, 5 to 6. Come on down. Just bring your bracket with you. Spin the prize wheel, and you're going to be going home with something.
And great food at the GOAT, too.
Boy, no doubt about it. A great sports bar. If you haven't been down there, go down and take a look. I think 36 TVs down there. So they're just simply knocking it out of the park right there. And then Friday, a week from this Friday, you'll get, of course, opening day for the tournament that Thursday before. But that very next day, day two of the tournament, we'll be out at McCarty's Grill at the Eaton Country Club for our first week bash out there for college basketball. So that's a fun time, too. We spend the whole day out there basically hooping and hollering and watching all the games out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun coming up.
Oh, March Madness. There's just nothing like it. And I like this. People say, who do you want in the Final Four?
Where right.
There's four teams that I'd love to see in the Final Four. Gonzaga, Kansas, Duke, and North Carolina.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see those four teams in there. Now, obviously, would I rather see Colorado State? Yes. Would I obviously, you know.
Realistically speaking.
But then when the brackets come out, two or three of those teams may be in the same region.
Sure. Yeah, that's very interesting. Did you get a chance to see Coach K's final game
at Cameron Indoor? Terry is a huge Duke fan.
Right.
Huge Coach K fan. I think I have my North Carolina hat
you
on
do.
Today, don't I?
You do.
But it was phenomenal.
Boy, Carolina played great.
And Carolina, Duke kids were uptight.
Yeah, I think
they,
so.
They were a little unfocused.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a pass on that one just because of the kind of day. I thought maybe they should have done all that stuff they did after the game, but you probably don't feel like, if you lose that too, I'm not sure you feel like sitting around and watching all that. So, I think they could have been a little sluggish because of that. But
they'll rebound. They're an outstanding team.
Funny thing was is the game before them on ESPN went into overtime, and you know the network wanted to get away and get to Coach K.
But whatever happened to showing the other game on another channel,
yeah,
ESPN?
No kidding. I thought it said they were showing it on ESPN News for a little bit ahead of the game, but that was pretty funny. Thank you on the program today to Tanya Schisler, the head basketball coach out at Platte Valley, the number one seed in the tournament at 3A, and the number one seed in 4A, Karen Nichols, and her Windsor Wizards right there. For Coach, I'm Clark. Thank you to Micah and Jadeen. The whole show's coming up next. We're talking brackets next week, folks, so get ready right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.